Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A beautiful day is unfolding across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies and warm sunshine. Tel Aviv is experiencing a pleasant breeze. In Haifa, it's a perfect day for outdoor activities. Cooler conditions are expected as night approaches. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah fires rockets and explosive drones at IDF soldiers. The Israeli military released footage showing a Lebanese terrorist eliminated at close range. This report comes from JNS in earlier reporting. Also, Trump claims there's a possibility of renewed attacks against Iran. The American president states the U.S. has severely damaged Iran's military capabilities. This update is from Israel Hayom, just in. Also this hour, the Security Cabinet will discuss renewed Gaza fighting. Hamas has responded to the BOP plan. This development comes from the Jerusalem Post, earlier this hour. Separately, new details emerge on a proposal to end the war. Iran did not compromise and plans to control the Strait of Hormuz. This information is from Ynet in the past hour. And finally, an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has sparked outcry. Tensions with Christians in the city are mounting. Hebrew University calls it part of a troubling pattern. This report is from JTA from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13 reports that a senior Iranian official admitted Iran is reducing oil production. This is due to the blockade of Hormuz and full storage reservoirs. This was posted just minutes ago. Ili Afriat ISR shares a touching story of Liron Barda, who stayed to care for the wounded at the Nova party. Sadly, she was murdered at the age of 26. This was shared 17 minutes ago. Al-Arabiya Eng discusses whether international pressure could force Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. International peace negotiator Nomi Bar Yaakov provides insights. This was posted 23 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation on the northern border. According to JNS, Hezbollah's rocket and drone attack underscores ongoing tensions with Lebanon. The Israeli military's swift response highlights the volatile situation. This incident could further strain Israel-Lebanon relations. Turning to the U.S. and Iran, Israel Hayom reports that President Trump is considering renewed military action against Iran. His statements highlight the fragility of U.S.-Iran relations. Any escalation could impact regional stability and global oil markets. Meanwhile, the Security Cabinet's discussion on Gaza comes after Hamas's response to the BOP plan. The Jerusalem Post indicates Israel seeks concrete steps for disarmament. This meeting could shape future military and diplomatic actions in the region. Separately, Ynet provides details on Iran's demands amid attempts to end the conflict. Tehran's insistence on controlling the Strait of Hormuz poses a significant geopolitical challenge. The outcome could affect international shipping routes and oil supplies. Finally, the attack on a Jerusalem nun is raising alarms. JTA reports growing hostility towards Christians in the city. This incident adds to the complex religious tensions in Jerusalem, potentially affecting interfaith relations. On the economic front, first, Silverfort has acquired Fabric Security to expand AI identity protection. Ynet Business highlights that this deal will enhance real-time access decisions for enterprises. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports on the trend of Israel focusing on R&D while manufacturing moves abroad. This shift could risk economic resilience and independence. And finally, CTEC details Silverfort's acquisition of AI startup Fabrix for tens of millions. The collaboration aims to advance identity protection technology. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.